And talking now with Trainer head football coach Jeff Casey as the Trainer Cardinals get ready for a big showdown this week as they take on Van Meter. Coming off a nice win, coach, over Riverside 42-8. What really stood out in that win over the Bulldogs?
I thought right out of the gate, our offensive line just played really well. We started with the opening possession and marched down the field pretty well. We were chunking off about 12 to 15 yard runs at a time, and you could just see our offensive line just moving the line of scrimmage consistently, and then capitalized there in the red zone with a score. And so the offensive linemen just really paved the way for us in the beginning and kept the momentum going. And then our defense played just really, really well all through the night, stopping a really good, talented Riverside offense. They have a really strong run game, and they put some long drives together, but our kids teamed up when we need to and kept them out of the end zone for most of the game. And I thought our special teams were really solid. I thought our skill guys offensively made some big plays when they had their opportunities.
Well, we talked a lot about what Jet Sorensen can do. Jet had 109 yards rushing, but Drew Myers broke a big one, 84 yards, and he ran for 121. Must be a nice combination to have them both back there.
Oh, it's a great combination, and Drew, he's a talented football player. We've always known that, and he's worked really hard to put himself in position to get these reps, and did a great job when he got the ball the other night. I think he only had 5 carries, so he had a lot of yards on 5 carries, two touchdowns, 2 really good touchdown runs, where I was really happy with the patience that he showed, but then the explosion once he recognized where the opening was to really burst through and then just take off and outrun people.
Right. Well, Myers was a big play guy. Jet was kind of the ground and pound kind of guy with 15 carries, still averaged 7 yards a carry. You think maybe he's going to be left out? He wants to get those big plays for touchdowns.
they all do. There's a whole group of them, not only in the ground game, but in the passing game as well. We got a bunch of receivers that want to do the same thing. The cool thing to me was, our offensive line played so great all through the night, but the guys on the edge blocking, they blocked really, really well. And all of our big scoring plays, you can see the offensive line doing their job, receiver and perimeter guys downfield blocking on long sustained blocks. And so everybody really pitching in. And, at the end of the day, there's one ball, right? A lot of guys that want it, but this group is really unselfish, and they just want success for each other, and they want the team to win. And at the end of the day, that's what counted on Friday.
How'd you feel Ethan Hill did at quarterback in his first start? I mean, pretty efficient passing wise, 13 of 16 for 158 and 3 scores.
I thought he did a great job. I thought he was seeing the field really, really well. His 3 incompletions were extremely close to being completions. So we had 2 of them that were pretty darn close, kind of went off the hands a little bit. Maybe a 50-50 jump ball we potentially could have had. And then the other one we just missed by about a foot or so on the receiver. So, again, I go back to the offensive line. They gave him a ton of time. Makes it a lot easier on a quarterback, especially getting your first start. And then our receivers just ran great routes getting open to help him out. But he was pretty smooth back there. He carried the ball a few times and gave a good look from that standpoint too.
Well, what stood out for you overall defensively? Like you said, Riverside got some drives, but you were able to contain them. Gordon still had over 100 yards rushing, but you stopped them when you needed to. What stood out the most, and who stood out the most defensively?
Well, we had a lot of kids step up, and it was kids that hadn't had a lot of varsity experience on the defensive side in particular. Luke Christensen started at corner for us, and Luke had a great game. Luke came up and made several solo tackles in the open field that, had he not done that, Riverside would have had some long gains and potential touchdowns on those plays. So he did a great job there. Riley Lauver came in and played a lot of free safety. He actually ended up being our leading tackler on the night, and that was really his first varsity experience. He's a junior. So those two guys on the back end played really, really well, but I thought our defensive line played outstanding. We rotated at least 8, maybe 9 guys throughout the game on the front there, and then had big tackles from our linebackers again when it counted. So the hard thing for our defense was we ended the first half on defense and we started the second half on defense. And both of those drives were long, sustained drives by Riverside. And they actually end up running between those two drives 31 consecutive plays. And that's really tough for a defense to be on the field for 31 plays in a row. The positive news is we gave up 0 points amongst those 31 plays. So, again, we had a couple of red zone stops. They got down inside the 10-yard line, and our kids just stepped up and made great plays.
So Van Meter is the opponent here on Friday night as you take on the Bulldogs. They're going to be awfully hungry after losing to Des Moines Christian in the opening game. You guys have only faced each other once. It was all the way back in 2013, so it's been a while. You know, what do you make first of this Bulldog team?
Yeah, we've actually played twice. We also played in the playoffs in 2002. We beat them that year on our home field, and then we went there in 2013 and lost in the first round of playoffs. So haven't played them very much. Excited to go play them. They're the class of like the best football in the state of Iowa the last 15 years. So these guys are top of the pyramid, and they're, you know, you mentioned they're going to be hungry after the game last week. This is a team that plays hungry every game, in my opinion. They're very fast. They're very physical, very aggressive football team, and we're going to have our hands full Friday.
What has impressed you the most when you looked at the Bulldogs on film? What are their strengths?
I just think it's well, there's one that really shows up on film, and then one that you just kind of understand because it's Van Meter. But the one that shows up on film is what I mentioned, just how fast and physical they play. They get guys to the ball very quickly, and when they get there, they're going to hit you. They're going to let you know they're there. They tackle really, really well. On offense, they play very physical run game. Their quarterback runs the ball well. And then the other thing that you don't necessarily see on film, but you know it exists with them, is it's a program that is used to winning. They know how to win. They know what it takes to win. They don't lose very often. When they do lose, they correct things very quickly. And so that's something that we got to keep in mind. Fortunately, we have kids that have had some success here too, and they know how to win. And so hopefully we can just do the little things and take care of details.
Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck against the Bulldogs. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Jeff Casey, head coach for Trainer Football, joining us here on In the Huddle. More after this on KSOM.